We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, AMA, we do it every single Monday at this time. You ask, we answer. Some questions come in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do inquiry minds want to know today?
All right, let's start out with a classic Monday question. Any new TV show or movie recommendations from you guys?
Yeah.
What?
That Hannibal.
Okay, well, yeah, you said that.
It's the biggest, newest thing for me at my house, and I can't stop watching it, and I'll have it on every night until I'm done watching it.
Well,
it's so good.
I'll say The Graduate. It's from 50 years ago, and roughly, a little short of that, maybe 45. And I'll go with, I'll just continue to say, John, you should watch 24. I'm telling you, it is legit. Legit.
Wow.
So I continue to recommend that.
I might end up leaning on that after Hannibal. There's three seasons of Hannibal,
I think,
right?
Yes.
Are there going to be more?
No, it's done.
Oh.
Yeah. John, I think 24 is right up your alley. I really do. I think you would really. I don't want to overstate it because I don't want you to then become disappointed. But I'm telling you, I feel confident you would enjoy that
show. Clearly, everyone seems to like it.
I think you'll like 24.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I'll check it out eventually.
All right. Robin on Twitter asks, who are the human and non-human GOAT of animated characters?
Jessica Rabbit, would she be human or non-human?
She would be human. Exactly.
And then Roger Rabbit would be a non-human.
Well done, Joe.
I'm making sure I get this here. Fred Flintstone, he's got to be.
He's way up there.
Yeah, he's way up there.
This
is a lot to. I got to come up with eight names.
No, one of each.
Oh, I thought
like
you said
Bugs Bunny, goat non-human, Homer Simpson, goat human.
I thought you said Mount Rushmore.
No, goat.
I think Mickey Mouse is probably the non-human.
Mick's a big one.
Goat. That's massive. And then for the human, I think superheroes have to be strongly considered.
Sure.
Animated characters who have also been, live action, like Superman is pretty massive.
Is he a human, though?
Actually, he's an alien.
Right, that's why I'm asking. Like, I don't know that he's
human. So I guess he's not.
I don't know.
Batman, then. Maybe not the DC universe.
I'm not sure.
I think Fred Flintstone's a great answer. Something along those lines. I think non-human is Mickey Mouse. Fred Flintstone, maybe Charlie Brown.
Brown's a big one.
For humans.
Yep.
Big answer. And then the superheroes. I'm sure if I watched Family Guy, Peter Griffin would be a consideration.
Well, Homer would be ahead of Peter, regardless, I would say.
He should be, but I haven't ever seen it.
Yeah, Homer is up there.
Homer is probably the winner.
Episode of Simpsons. Unbelievable.
Yes, Homer's the winner.
AMA from Dylan in Roxborough on the text line. He says, you guys are on the air for 4 hours a day, but how much work do you put in per day off the air? And what does it entail? What are some of the sorts of things you do to prepare for your shows?
First thing I do at the end of the show after I get home, really every day, unless they have an appointment or something, I pretty much spend at least, a chunk of time preparing for the next day's show, which involves, how do you know what's going to be the main topic on the show? But I'll just rifle through the internet and find all sorts of stuff that may or may not be usable the next day on the show. Write some stuff out if I need to, prepare some guest-oriented stuff. I mean, it just that stuff. And then, look, none of this is hard. I mean, if there's games on. Remember those things called games, John? We used to watch games.
I make it a point to DVR every game and watch every game that's on, that's a Philadelphia team.
Yep.
And then it is a constant research and read on everything you can consume.
Right.
As the teams go, their actions and inactions And also, like you said, the idea of topic creation
totally
is a big deal. And it's something that I'm constantly thinking about every second of every day.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, listen, none of this is hard. We're lucky to do it. But, you know, you just try to, you know, churn your mind all through the day to prepare for the next day's show. I don't know how much time that is. It varies, but it's easier in football season. I'll say that. Football season lends itself to topics easier. And a game on Sunday can drive an entire week. And then the next Sunday drives another week, and the next Sunday drives another week.
There's a rhythm to it.
There is.
In football season, too.
And so it's different in non-football season. It's a little bit more challenging non-football season, but it's all good.
But I think it's a lifestyle. And it's, of course, a lifestyle that we love because we would be consuming this stuff if we weren't allowed to talk about it.
100%. Yep.
All right, text line. What is your favorite and least favorite word? This is like the John Richiest question of all questions ever.
I've always loved the word circumnavigate.
It's a good word.
Because it comes from Latin, to sail around or whatever it is. Circumnavigo, I believe. So I was always, I just thought that was a cool word. I don't think I have a dislike. I mean, I like circumnavigate. John, you got something?
There are a lot of words that I hate.
You hate the word moist.
I hate that one. I know.
Why do you hate moist?
Ooh. I hate potion. Just the sound. The sound of the word is
awful. I knew
he
would have
awful. So you think they're soft.
I think moist is one of the worst words. I think the word phlegm is a great word for hangman. Like, no one ever gets phlegm because it's a weird spelling.
It's
you got one vowel in a, it's dense with all the, you know, letters with no vowels in there. There are a lot of great words. Lugubrious is a good word. Let me come back to that one.
Lugubrious.
Good
word.
A word that my dad used all the time was, now I can't even remember. I got to come back to it.
Okay. From the text line, what is your favorite piece of life advice?
You know what Ron Jaworski said to me one time? I thought it was really interesting. He said, and it's a great movie, too. He said, just do the right thing.
It is a great movie.
And it's it's really great advice. Just
simple to the point.
Just do the right
thing.
Yeah,
sure.
I thought, and that was any number of years ago, but yeah.
There was something, I don't even know who said this to me, but there was someone made it clear that if I don't work out or do the work or do my homework or, you know, prepare today, it'll make it easier the next time to neglect that. And so, like, the point was never cross that threshold where you have something that is necessary for you to get done and you let it go. I don't even know how you express that. Mm-hmm. But it's basically, always put the work in. Always, you know, my father, once again, always said, you know, there's a reason it's called homework because you're supposed to do it at home. Prepare and everything else will work out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you prepare adequately, then you can go to school and actually learn. You're not going to school and trying to get done the work that you should have done previously. So preparedness, I guess, was the bottom line.
That works. AMA on a Monday afternoon. All righty.
My dad, again, used to use a lot. Obsequious is a good word. And ubiquitous. We've used ubiquitous a lot.
Love ubiquitous. Big fan.
Ubiquitous, you can use it all the time.
You've used it.
Yeah.
I've never used it. I've heard you use it.
I use it a fair amount.
I think
it's a great
word.
Let's
go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to our buddy Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andrew?
Yo, what's up, guys? How we doing, Joseph and John?
Andy, we're great.
Beautiful day today, man.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
It's getting a little bit too hot, though, sometimes. Sun's got to settle down.
Well, yesterday it was cooking, man. I was out barbecuing. Oh, man.
Yep.
But how do you guys feel about Cam going to New England? because I think if anybody can get a reclamation project out of him, it'd be Belichick.
Right. It's going to be fascinating to see how he and Belichick get along. You know, and I don't know, but the book on Cam, it seems, is that he can be difficult. And I'm basing that entirely off of just what I've seen on sidelines. You know, it seems like he's not always a team first guy, where it became, you know,
I agree,
I matter more than the rest of the guys do. That's not going to fly in New England, because remember, Bill Belichick made it a point to criticize Tom Brady like brutally in front of the team at times, just to show everyone that no one was off limits. So
right, I feel you.
I wonder how that's going to work with Cam. And I'm assuming that Cam has been humbled to a certain degree with all of this. Yeah, so well, I think Bill Belichick can get some greatness out of this guy if he's got anything left physically. And we don't know that for sure.
Right.
I think if anybody can make it work, Belichick can make it work. I mean, he won 11 games with Matt Castle. And you can't forget, look what he did with Randy Moss. I mean, Randy Moss was with the Raiders. And was he with someone else prior to going to New England?
He went from Minnesota to the Raiders to the New England.
Afterwards, he was with, the Titans. Yeah,
but he was an average player with the Raiders. But here's
the problem. He wasn't trying. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing about Randy Moss with the Raiders. He just didn't try as hard as for 2 years.
That's good, my point. So Belichick may be able to get the most out of Cam.
Maybe. But also, it's how much does Cam physically have left? And I don't think Belichick's going to improve Cam's accuracy at all, which has always been one of the problems. I mean,
but let me ask you this, though. If you were a player on the Patriots, who would you think you'd have a more likely chance of winning with? Jarrett Stidham or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton. No question about it.
So,
no question. Andy, give me a great college movie.
As far as my college movie, quickly, though, what's up with Clowney, man? The Eagles need to pick up that phone and make that happen. I don't get that.
Well, Clowney blew it. Clowney and his agent blew it. I mean, it's just they blew it. Listen,
but he still wants to play, though. He's not going to sit out a year.
No, he's not going to sit out. But, I mean, obviously, the offers dried up. There was more money available across all of football when free agency started in the first week or two. A lot of teams spent a lot of money. He was holding out for a certain amount. He didn't get it. And now his chances of getting that money has gone away.
I just think a position is probably one of our biggest needs. He'd come in day one. He'd be the best pass rusher on the team.
Of course he would.
Hands down.
Yeah, he would be.
So, I mean, I hope they can make that happen.
Yep. Andy, a great college movie.
As far as my college movie, what about that Good Will Hunting?
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Great answer.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, it took me a second.
Very outside the box.
Yep. Good Will Hunting. That is a really, really good answer and a great movie. No question.
Hey, you said something there. You said you don't think Bill Belichick can help Cam Newton's accuracy.
I don't.
I disagree.
Why?
Well, I think the quarterback coach can help your accuracy. Josh McDaniels is their quarterback coach, I believe. And if he's a stickler for all of, you know, the footwork and the mechanics of throwing, we know Cam's got a gigantic arm.
Huge.
But his feet are often, you know, all out of whack.
Totally.
You know, throwing off his back. Yep. But he's got such a great arm, he can just sort of arm it in there.
So is the theory that Cam will listen to Belichick and McDaniels more because they've won more than Ron Rivera? I mean, is that basically the theory?
Maybe.
Because you know Ron Rivera would tell him these things, right?
You
Ron Rivera's not an idiot.
Well, Ron Rivera is also a
defensive-minded
head coach.
But, I mean, Ron Rivera
now
knows
he's,
football.
With Josh McDaniels, you know Josh McDaniels, for all of his faults, he knows offense and he knows the position, and he's going to coach him up on details that I don't know for a fact, but I'm guessing Cam has ignored because he's been able to ignore them previously. So if he gets his footwork down and he gets the arm mechanics and all that stuff to even closer to what Tom Brady was doing, for example.
Well, I won't hold your breath on that.
Imagine.
I know.
The talent that this guy's got, it's like –
it'll be
if he's a blank canvas and they can bring something more out of him, he's going to be great.
It'll be intriguing to see Cam with the Patriots. It's a fascinating story. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, the Phillies last night releasing their 60-man roster. What stood out? Who's on the list? Who's not on the list? We'll dive into that next. Rock all the calls as well. Chioda Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.